This is the Abbey at Merley of the 28th of April 2024. Original date the 23rd of October 1999. The call of the time is to become a bestower. Today, the most elevated bestower of fortune, the bestower of all powers, Bapdada, is seeing all of his children who are listening to him in Madaban, in this land and abroad. No matter where all of you are sitting, you are all personally in front of Bapdada with your hearts. So Bapdada is happy to see all the children everywhere. All of you are also happy, are you not? You children are happy, and Bapdada is also happy. This constant happiness of the heart will remove all the sorrow of the whole world. This happiness in your hearts will make souls experience the Father, because he is the constant server of all souls, and all of you children are his service companions. All of you are companions, are you not? You are the Father's companions, and you transform the sorrow of the world, and constantly remain engaged in doing service, which is the way to remain happy. You are constant servers. You are not those who serve for just 4 hours or 6 hours. You are God's companions who play your parts on the stage of service at every second. Just as your remembrance is constant, in the same way your service is constant. Do you experience yourselves to be constant servers? Or are you servers who only serve for 8 hours to 10 hours? This Brahmin birth is for having remembrance and doing service. Is there anything else you have to do? This is all you have to do. At every second and in every breath, remembrance and service need to be simultaneous. Or is it that the time for doing service is separate from the time of having remembrance? It isn't, is it? Do you have a good balance? If you're doing 100% service, do you also have 100% remembrance? Is there a balance between the two? There is a difference, is there not? A karma yogi means one who acts while staying in remembrance. Let there be remembrance and service. Let there be an equal balance. Let it not be that your remembrance is sometimes greater than the service you do, or that your service is sometimes greater than your remembrance. Whilst the soul and the body are on this stage, they are both together. Can they be separated? In the same way, let remembrance and service be combined. Remembrance means to be equal to the Father. Let there also be remembrance of your self-respect. When you remember the Father, you automatically also remember your self-respect. If you don't have self-respect, you cannot have powerful remembrance. Self-respect means to be equal to the Father. Complete self-respect is to be equal to the Father. The children who have such remembrance will be constant bestowers. They would not be those who take. They would be bestowers. The devtas, deities. Today, Bapdada was checking the stage of all the children to see to what extent you have become bestowers. The father can never think of taking anything. He constantly thinks of giving. Even when he asks you to give something old that you have, he gives you everything new in return. To receive means to give to the Father. So at present, Bap Dada likes one topic of the children very much. Which topic was that? The topic chosen by the foreigners. Which topic is that? The call of the time. Bap Dada was also seeing what the call of the time was for you children at present. You can understand what the call of time would be at present. Think about yourself. You have given lectures for service and are still doing that, are you not? However, ask yourself about yourself. What is the call of the time for myself at present? What is it? What is the present call of the time? Bap Dada was seeing that according to the present time, all of you children have to increase the awareness of being a bestower. Are the feelings of being a bestower in terms of self-progress and in terms of having love for everyone visibly emerged in you? No matter who others are or what they are like, you have to bestow. A bestower would constantly have an unlimited attitude, not a limited one. A bestower would be constantly full and overflowing. A bestower would constantly be a master ocean of forgiveness. Because of this, your limited sanskars or the sanskars of others would not have emerged, but they would be merged. I have to bestow. Whether others give or not, I have to be a bestower. You have to help any soul who may be under the influence of any sanskar. Then anyone's limited sanskars will not influence you. Whether someone gives you regard or not, you have to give regard. Your feelings of being a bestower like this now have to emerge. Let it not be that you have this feeling in your mind, but... Let there be no buts. I have to do this. If someone's activity or words are not to your liking, don't accept them. Would you take anything that is bad? For your mind to imbibe that thing means to take it. Let it not even touch your head. Do not let that matter even enter your head. Since that is something bad, since it is not good, don't take it with your head or your heart. Don't imbibe it. Instead, be a bestower and have good wishes and pure feelings. Don't take anything bad. If, according to the time now, your head and heart are not empty, you will not be able to be a constant server. When your head and heart are busy in something, what service will they do? It would then be the same here as in the world outside, when you work for 8 hours to 10 hours. You will then be a server who serves for 8 hours or 6 hours. You will not be able to be a constant server. You can serve with your thoughts, words or actions, that is, with your interactions, with contacts and relations. Be a bestower, a server at every second. By keeping your head empty, you will be able to be the Father's companion in doing service. By keeping your heart constantly clean, you can be the Father's constant companion in doing service. What is the promise that all of you have made? You have promised that you will stay with the Father and go back with him. This is your promise, is it not? It isn't that Baba will go ahead and you will follow. It isn't like that. You have made a promise to stay together, have you not? Does the Father stay without doing service? He doesn't even stay without having remembrance. You stay in remembrance just as much as Baba, but with effort. You also have that remembrance, but with effort and attention. What else exists for the Father? There are just you souls for the Supreme Soul. Of course, all souls are number-wise. The Father cannot exist without the remembrance of you children. Can the Father stay without remembering you children? Can you remain without remembering Baba? Sometimes you become mischievous. So what did you hear? The call of time is, be a bestower. There is a great need for this. The call of all the souls of the world is, hey, our specially loved deities. You are the specially loved deities, are you not? In one form or another, you are the special loved deities for all souls. So now the call of all the souls is, hey, special loved deities, the gods and goddesses, bring about transformation. Can you hear this call? Can you Pandavas hear this call? Having heard this call, what are you doing? Since you are able to hear it, are you giving some salvation? Or are you still thinking, yes, we will do that? Can you hear the call? You tell people about the call of the time, but you simply listen to the call of all the souls. So you special loved deities, let your form of being a bestower now emerge. You now have to bestow. Let no soul remain deprived, otherwise you will be garlanded with garlands of complaints. People will of course complain, will they not? So are you the special deities who wear the garlands of complaints, or the deities who will wear the garlands of flowers? Which special deities are you? You are worthy of worship, are you not? Do not think that you have come last and that it is only all of the seniors who will be bestowers and that it is not possible for you to become that. No, everyone has to become a bestower. Those who have come to Madhuban for the first time, raise your hands. Acha, those who have come here for the first time, can you become bestowers? Or will you become that in the second or third year? Can those who have been following this knowledge for 1 year become bestowers? The answer came, Haji. You are very clever. Bapdada is always pleased to see your courage. Whether you are 1 year old or even 1 month old, Bapdada knows that whether you are 1 year old or 6 months old, you can still call yourself a Brahma Kumar or Kumari in just 1 month. So to be a Brahma Kumar or Kumari means to claim a right to the inheritance from Father Brahma. It is when you accepted Brahma as your father that you became a Kumar or Kumari. So you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, claimed a right to the inheritance of Father Shiva and Father Brahma. Or is it those who are only 1 month old that will not receive an inheritance? Will those who are 1 month old receive an inheritance? Since you have received your inheritance, you will be bestowers to give that to others, will you not? Whatever you have received, you should start to give that to others, should you not? If you have forged a connection with the Father and consider him to be your Father, you can claim an inheritance in even one day. Some think, this is good, there is some power. I do understand, but this is not enough. It is the children who have a right to the inheritance, not just those who understand and observe. If you accept Baba as your father with your heart, then you can claim a right to your inheritance in one day. All of you are this, are you not? All of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, are you not? Or are you still becoming that? Have you become that, or have you come here to become that? Can anyone change you? Is it possible that instead of being Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you just become Kumars and Kumaris? There is so much benefit in becoming Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There isn't the benefit of just one birth, but the benefit of many births. You make effort for half a birth or for a quarter of your birth, and the reward you receive is for many births. There is nothing but benefit. According to the present time, Bapdada is especially drawing your attention to one thing, because he constantly sees the results of you children. In your results, Baba saw that you have very good courage. You also have a very good aim. However, according to your aim, there is even now a difference between your aim and its qualifications. The aim of all of you is to claim number one. If Bapdada were to ask anyone if your aim was to claim the fortune of the kingdom for 21 births, to become part of the Sun Dynasty, or to become part of the Moon Dynasty, what would all of you raise your hands for? For becoming part of the Sun Dynasty. Is there anyone who would want to become part of the Moon Dynasty? No one. Then one person raised his hand. It is good, otherwise that seat would remain empty, so all of you have a very good aim. It is necessary to pay attention so that your qualifications are according to your aim. What is the reason for this? You were told this today, and that is that you sometimes become those who simply take. This should happen, this one should do this one should help. I will change if the other one changes. I would be okay if this situation were okay. This means to be one who simply takes. This is not being a bestower. Whether someone gives you something or not, the Father has given you everything. Has the Father given someone a little more and someone else a little less? There is just the one course for everyone. Whether you are 60 years old in Gyan or just 1 month, you all have the same course. Or is the course for those who are 60 years in Gyan different from the course for those who are just 1 month in Gyan? they did the same course as you do today. The knowledge is the same, the love you receive is the same, and all the powers that you receive are the same. Everything is the same. It isn't that Baba has given 16 powers to one and 8 powers to another. All of you have received the same inheritance. Since the Father has made all of you full and overflowing, such souls would be bestowers, not those who would still be taking. You have to give. Whether someone gives or not, you have to have the desire to give and not have any desire to take. The more you give as a bestower, the more your treasures will increase. For instance, when you give respect to someone, that means you increase your own respect. That giving is not giving, but it means to receive. Don't take, but give instead, and this will be the same as receiving. So do you understand what the call of the time is? Become a bestower. Simply remember one word, bestower. No matter what happens, simply remember one word, bestower. Ignorant of all knowledge of desires, let there be no desire to receive anything in either a subtle way or a physical way. A bestower means one who is totally ignorant of all knowledge of desires, one who is full. You would not experience yourself to be lacking in anything for which you would have a desire to receive. You would be full of all attainments. So what is your aim? It is to become full, is it not? Or are you happy with whatever you receive? To become full is to become perfect. Today, those from abroad have been given a chance. It is good. Those from abroad have taken the first chance, and so you are the specially loved ones. Everyone else, from Barrett, has been told not to come, and all of those from abroad have been invited. Babdada remembers all the children, but he is still happy to see the courage of all the double foreigners. At present, you don't have as much upheaval. There is now a difference. In the beginning, you used to have a question about the Indian culture and the foreign culture. Now you have all understood everything very clearly. Now you belong to the Brahmin culture. It is neither Indian culture nor foreign culture. It is now Brahmin culture. The Indian culture can create a little complication, but the Brahmin culture is easy. The Brahmin culture is to maintain your self-respect and claim a right to self-sovereignty. This is Brahmin culture. You like this, do you not? You no longer have any questions about how to adopt the Indian culture, do you? Or is that difficult? It has become easy, has it not? Is it easy? Be careful that when you return home, you don't say that this is a little difficult. Don't write this when you return home. Don't write that you said it was easy, but it is in fact a little difficult. Is it easy, or is it a little difficult? It is not difficult at all. It is very easy. You are amused because all your games have ended. You have now become strong. All your childhood games have ended. You have now become experienced. Babdada sees that the stronger the older ones become, the stronger the new ones also become. It is good that you make each one move forward. You make very good efforts. You don't take incidents to the daddies anymore, do you? Do you take stories and incidents to the daddies now? These have now been reduced. There is a difference, is there not? Then to Daddy Janky, so now you shouldn't become ill. You become ill because of all the stories and incidences, and they have now all finished. You are good. All of you have the best special virtues. The cleanliness of your hearts is very good. You don't keep anything inside, you remove it all. Whatever the situation is, you speak about it with honesty. It isn't like this, it is like this. You tell everything as it is. This speciality is good. This is why the Father says he is pleased with a true and clean heart. If yes, then yes. And if no, then no. You would not consider anything else. You don't move along under compulsion. If you follow the path, you follow it completely. If not, then not at all. Acha. Babdada has accepted the love and remembrance of all of the children who have sent them either through letters or through others. In return, Babdada is giving all of you children the blessing of being bestowers. Acha, are you able to fly in a second? Your wings are powerful, are they not? As soon as you say Baba, you fly. Baba then conducted drill. To all the children everywhere who have feelings of being bestowers like the Father, to all the elevated souls who constantly remain engaged in having remembrance and doing service, to all God's service companions who make their aim and qualifications equal, to those who are constantly loving and equal to the Father, and who are close and the stars of Babdada's eyes, to the merciful souls who constantly have benevolent feelings for the world, to the master oceans of forgiveness who are sitting far away from Baba or sitting down in Madhuban, that is the meditation hall and the history hall, and to all the children in front of Babdada, love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing, may you be a contented soul who experiences every relationship in the One and merges the One Comforter of Hearts in your heart. The brain is a storage place for knowledge, but the heart is the place for the beloved. Some lovers use their heads a lot, but Babdada is pleased with those who have honest hearts. Therefore, it is the heart and the comforter of hearts who know the experience of the heart. Those who serve and have remembrance with their hearts have to work less hard, and they experience greater contentment. Those who work with their hearts constantly sing songs of contentment. They experience every relationship in the One according to the time. Slogan: at Amrit Vela, sit with a plain intellect and you will be touched with new methods for doing service. Om Shanti.